Well, howdy guys, and I guess Glastonbury has gone full woke this year. There was a lot of signs of it last year as well. And you know, I thought it was a place where people could go and listen to some music. You know, live. But these don't seem to be artists, they seem to be activists. They're supposed to be there to perform their music on the stage. But instead they're using it as a political platform to push what they believe. I don't know half of these artists anyway. But it does show you how bad the world has got, doesn't it? You go back quite a few years when ABBA was about, and a band. Can you imagine them playing a concert and then start talking political in the middle of it? It's unthinkable, isn't it, really? You may not like ABBA music, but they had class. Something that the people in today's world don't seem to have. And the fact of the matter is, these people are supposed to be artists, musicians. Nobody cares what they think politically at all. So if you think about it, these people have paid for their tickets. And I don't think they're cheap to listen to what these artists, what their political beliefs are. Did you ever know the political beliefs of Elvis Presley? Kenny Rogers? Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. I don't know why they have to put political stuff in everything now. Because it destroys everything. And if I had paid a lot of money for the ticket, I'd ask for my money back. Because most people went to Glastonbury for the music. Because if you think about it, these people go to these concerts and places like this to get away from all the divisions in the world today and have a good time. Well, I guess not anymore. You take it easy, fellas.